But the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because of the wind against it. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified, and they said, "It is a ghost." They said and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it is you," this is Peter saying, "tell me to come to you on the water." Jesus said, "Come." Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, "Lord, save me." Verse 31, immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat, they worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Now, this is a passage that shows us Jesus walking on the water. But before this time, there was a big meeting, there was a crusade, there was a revival, and Jesus had actually fed the 5,000. And then instead of Jesus going with the people, with his disciples, he decided to go up on the mountain to pray. And then he left these guys go on the boat across. That shows the power and the importance of prayer after a very big meeting. So Jesus goes to pray, and these guys start on the journey to go across. Now, this lake is not very big. Now, I come from Uganda, and we have a very big lake. I think you've seen some pictures. It's called Lake Victoria. It's huge. It is huge. It's as big as Lake Superior. But this lake was not as big as that. I heard that you have a lake nearby here. What is that lake called? Yeah, I think it was maybe that kind of a lake. Not as big. But the Bible tells us that in the fourth watch of the night, meaning that they were going, but they were going nowhere because there was a storm on the lake. So it was difficult. Deep in the night, they could not move because there was wind and there was a storm on the lake. So I have a few statements that I want to make today as we share the word. The first statement I have for us is that storms are a reality of life. Storms are a reality of life. When you live on this planet, it's very possible for you to think that life is going to be okay. You will sail through life and things are going to be fine. There's a possibility for us to think that because I'm a child of God, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, I will not have no trouble. I would like you to know that trouble is part of life and storms are part of life. And these guys had just experienced the big miracle of Jesus feeding 5,000. And then a storm came. A storm came. God has called us to live in the real world as Christians. And in this world, there are storms. Some of them are financial storms. Some of them are sicknesses. Some of them are disagreements with your neighbors. Some of them are opposition at the place of work. Some of the storms are someone belonging to one political party and another one to the other one. I think that's what is going on in the United States today. Sometimes the storm is having a very difficult in-law. Do you have in-laws here? In Uganda, some in-laws can be very interesting. Some of these storms are so big that they actually threaten our life. One day, about 13 years ago, I had a storm. I was flying out of the country of Uganda I was coming to the United States, and I boarded this plane. Now, usually I pray before the plane takes off, which is what we should do. So So I prayed and I said, Lord, take care of me. And then I sat on the window and I could actually see outside. And as you know, when the plane is about to take off, it was deep in the night, it was around 11:30. Usually they lower the lights and then of course they tell you to switch off your phone. And then the plane started taking off. As soon as it started, I started seeing fire coming out of the engine. Have you ever been I was so afraid. It's like your heart getting out of you. It was so tough. And I started praying. Now, for me, I'm charismatic. I speak in tongues. I started speaking in tongues. And then, but the fear was so much because even I started praying loudly. That's what happened to me. And then as I prayed, I started repenting of my sins that I remember and that I, because I knew that it was tough. Somehow the guy took off. And as he was taking off, he switched off this thing and the fire stopped, but the plane was making some strange sounds and the plane was shaking, but he took off on one engine. And as it took off, the thing wasn't gaining height. I switched on the phone and I started trying to call my wife to tell her, I don't know whether we are going to leave, but I want to say farewell. But she couldn't pick the phone. And I called one of my assistants and said, tell my wife that we are in trouble. It was the toughest, the most difficult experience that I've ever experienced. But you know what? I'm alive. Somehow, that plane went up, turned around, and we landed after about 30 minutes. Do you know what happened? Our plane had sucked in a very big bird. We have a very big bird. It's called a Malibu stock. It's huge. So it sucked it in and messed up with the engine. But the Lord kept us alive. So I want to say this, friends. Jesus is the master of the storm. I don't know what storms you are going through or what you will ever go through. When he is in the midst of the storm, he will make you through that storm. In the midst of that storm, the Bible tells us Jesus comes walking on the water. Jesus comes walking on the water. What we fear most, God comfortably walks through what we fear most. And there's something interesting, because when Jesus started walking or came walking on the water in the midst of the storm, they actually saw him coming. Now, remember, this is darkness everywhere. There's a wind going on. You are in this tiny little boat and you see something coming towards you. Naturally, you cannot imagine that this is a human being. For sure, it must be a ghost. This is what I found, that in life, when things like this happen, fear always happens. And when fear comes, instead of thinking it is Jesus, we think it is a ghost. There is a way that fear changes our perception. And it confuses our mind and it confuses our emotions. Issues are magnified when there is fear. Usually we think of what we call the worst case scenario. And usually the feelings take charge of us and we even forget what God has ever said or has ever talked to us in the Bible. I want you to know this, that fear is useful because sometimes it gets you to run away from danger. But many times fear is not useful Because the Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear, has given us a spirit of power, spirit of faith, spirit of love, and a spirit of things we fear will never happen to us. Just think about your life. What are some of the things you feared most? They never happened. So therefore, in the midst of fear, listen to the voice of Jesus. He says, guys, it is I. Take courage. Do not be afraid. Do you know that the Bible that you hold has got so many verses that talk about not fearing? Actually, someone counted verses which are talking about not fearing, and they're like 365 of them. Every day, God is saying, do not fear, do not be afraid, do not take courage. You know why? Because God wants to encourage us as we walk in this life. Interestingly, that when Jesus says, don't be afraid, all these guys had. But I want you to know this. There's a man called Peter. He really believed that it is Jesus. And he said, Jesus, if it is you, tell me to come and walk with you. Let me give you another statement. And the statement is, get out of the boat. Can you help me and say it together with me? Get out of the boat. All right, let's say it together again. Thank you very much. Lord, if it is you, verse 28, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. And Jesus says, come. And the Bible tells us, Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. I just want to imagine Peter and the rest of the guys. The wind is still blowing. Jesus is walking on the water. And something inside Peter says, you can actually do what your master is doing. You can actually dare to do something that you've never done. You can actually walk into the supernatural journey that God has called you. I have a few statements to make for you today, but the first thing is, getting out of the boat means take that step of faith. And every one of us here, God has got something that he has ever planned in your life. And some of these are things that God speaks to you in your heart. There are things that God tells you to do. There are conviction that God puts in your heart. Take that step of faith. The first statement I have in relation to that is to act on your convictions. The way God speaks to us, he speaks to us with that inner voice. There's something that God puts in your heart, and he continually brings those feelings and those ideas and those thoughts. And a man or woman of God who is going to see God at work in their life, you have to act on those convictions that God puts in your life. Sometimes the ideas, and as the idea comes, it keeps growing. It keeps growing. It may be about business. It may be about school. It may be about a relationship. It may be about a ministry. Act on those convictions. Now, we need to be wise, so check things out. Peter checked things out. He said, Jesus, if it is you, tell me to come. So he really wanted to make sure it is him. And when he proved that it is him, he stepped out. So he asked the relevant questions. So in this step of faith, ask the relevant questions because that helps. Is it God or is it me? Jesus, if it is you, I want to take that step. Ask yourself, is it glorifying God or is it my pride? But if it's glorifying God, Lord, I want to take that step. Is it in line with what I believe? If it is, I will. Avoid procrastination. You will never get all the answers in this life. There will never be a perfect weather for you to start and do something. There will always be things that do not actually make sense. But if you feel God is calling you to do stuff, please do it. If you need all the answers to trust God, you are not really trusting God. A certain man called David McGee, that's what he said. If you need all the answers to trust God, you're not really trusting God. So trusting God is realizing that God is who he said he is. And his word is true. The Bible says, he says something very powerful. He says that faith is the substance of things hoped for. That's what it is. And he says, all things will pass away, but the word of God will never pass away. Take that step of faith. This is what I've found in life, that when I move, actually God moves. Have you realized that? Peter had to gather the courage to step out of the boat. He gathered courage. It is dark. The storm is still raging. But he's seeing the man that he trusts, Jesus himself, walking on the water. He knows that Jesus has proved that everything he said, he does it. He said, okay, if it's you, I am going to take that step of faith. So friends, as you live this life, you need to face your fear. Now, fears will always come, but please face your fear. I told you about my story. Our plane came back. We had to go home. But I had meetings to attend in the U.S. I had to preach some places, and I was so fearful. But I faced my fear, and I said, okay, I'm going to go back to the airport. I went back, 24 hours later, I was back on that plane. Can you help me tell your neighbor, face your fear? Please do. Tell your neighbor, face your fear. Faith is to believe what you do not see. The reward of this faith is to see what you believe. This is Saint Augustine. He was actually a Catholic priest. He says, faith is to believe what you do not see. The reward of this faith is to see what you believe. Trusting in Jesus. So friends, when you know God is in it, you can actually step out. The water becomes solid ground only after you have stepped out. Many of us want things to first be okay before we step out. But God says, no. When I call you to do things, just step out. That's when things will be okay. So the water remained water until this man got out of the boat, and then he was able to walk. It's only those who step out that experience the miraculous hand of God. I just want you to imagine the other 11 guys. He stepped out and he left the guys behind. And I believe that every one of the people who was there, when he was saying, I'm going to step out, they said, Peter, you cannot do it. Man, you are going to die. You're not going to make it. And then when Peter stepped out, I believe one of the guys said, me, I told you Peter can do it. People want to be on the winning side, but before, they fear. Those who stay in the boat may look safe, but they will never experience the adventures with God. They will never experience the adventures with God. Long time ago, as a young man of 26 years, I'd finished Bible school, and the Lord had called me to ministry. And then I'm in this season of prayer. God speaks to my heart that I want you to go to Gaba. I remember struggling with Jesus. I said, Lord, I want to serve you, but why do you want to send me to this very poor place? It was so poor. It was a fishing village, and fish were smelling everywhere. I said, Lord, this is not the place for me to go. I love to eat fish. I hate the smell of fish. And then I remember saying yes to Jesus. And when I said yes to Jesus, there is a peace that came upon me. I had a little job. I was working in the missions department in our church. And I had this salary and a little house where I was staying. The day I said I am leaving, the salary stopped. And we are starting with 15 people. And if it was a very good day, on Sunday we had the equivalent of $1. It was 1,000 shillings, the equivalent of $1. That was the whole offering. Here I am, the salary has stopped. I remember my friends that I was going to church with, and when they visited me, they find me in this tiny little room, and they were just wondering, Peter, why are you here? Those who stay in the boat may look safe, but they will never experience the adventures with God. Friends, I've had an adventure with God. That step of faith changed me, changed my community, and changed my world. Friends, many of us want to be safe, job security. We want to play it safe. We don't want to cause trouble. God has never promised us safety. He promised to be with us. I will be with you, says the Lord. He never said, you will be safe. Now, friends, you may be enjoying your salary today. The benefits that comes with that pension, that job. But God may be saying, I'm calling you to another thing. It may be ministry, or it may be to start your own thing. It may be going to another place. Amen. Young man, you may be enjoying mama's cooking and daddy's warm house. But God says, it's time to step out. Rent your own house and start life. Praise the Lord. God is saying it is time to step forward and to step forth. That's God, amen? Are you still there? Amen. Long time ago, we are in this tiny, we started with a tiny little room. It was 20 feet by 30. That was our shelter, sheltered by papyrus. And then later on, we pitched a tent. We rented a tent, and the tent was big, and we were very happy. And then we started getting, you know, the tent was smaller, and we needed to build. And then we started a campaign of raising money to build our own building as a church. And we started raising money. We worked very, very hard. So for 2 complete years, we raised money. And now at that time, the little congregation had grown to about 50, 60 people. And in 2 years, we raised the equivalent of $1,200. And we had made plans, I think you call them blueprints, for the building that we're trusting God for. It was a big building. It's going to seat like 800 people. In 2 years, 1,200. And then one day I said to the guys, we are going to build the foundation. We are going to start on the construction. So we all gathered and we purchased materials and then we dug the foundation. The first day we dug the foundation, all the money was finished. And we had a big, big trench, which you call foundation, a big trench. The trench was so deep, it was like 5 feet in some places. And then I looked, all the money was finished. We had bought a few rebars, everything was done. And I looked in, and the money was finished. And I looked at myself, I said, look at what a stupid pastor I am. Why do you build this thing and you don't even have money and you've raised very little and you can't do it? For months, we were in that big, the tent was there and the trench was there. It would rain and I look in and I say, Lord, help us. But I want you to know this. 4 years later, that building was up. There was a roof on that building. And I can tell you story after story after story how God kept providing slowly. And we entered that building with no debt. Praise be to God. So friends, there's something I want to share with you here today. God has called us to live by faith. Amen. And he has called us to step out of that boat. It may look fearful, but that's what God is calling us to do. The book of Hebrews talks about people who lived by faith. Interestingly, as Hebrews chapter 11 ends, it talks about people who trusted God. Some of them never even saw the things they trusted God for. But the beginning of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 says, therefore, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, let us not throw off everything that hinders. Let us throw off everything that hinders us, the sin that so easily entangles us. And let us run the race with perseverance. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. So friends, we are surrounded by people in this book who lived and walked by faith. This nation was built on men and women who crossed the seas to come and find a land, which land they didn't know is there. Your pastor was telling me how people ended up in this place and how they moved by faith to come and find a land. You are surrounded by men who started life before you. You are surrounded by Christians who walked with God before you walked with God. We can trust God because God is trustable. Now, friends, I'm about to wrap up, friends. Verse 30, the Bible says, but when he saw the wind, who, Peter, he was afraid and beginning to sink, he cried, Lord, save me. And that gives me the other statement. Miracles only happen when we look at Jesus. And the walk of faith stays the walk of faith when we keep looking at Jesus. Now, I just want you to start imagining this man called Peter. Peter is walking on the water and is looking at Jesus. And as he's looking at Jesus, he looks back and looks at his guys, his friends. And he wonders, man, do you see what I'm doing? I'm actually walking on the water. So pride, I think, set in. I'm cool. I'm powerful. And then he forgets that it is not by power. It is by the Spirit of. It's not him. It is Jesus. But also, something else may have happened. As he's walking on the water, the wind is going on. He starts looking and says, man, I may actually fall down. So you can either look back or you can look on this side and fear sets in. And as he took his eyes off Jesus, he started sinking. Friends, this is a message for all of us believers. Our success is only because of Jesus. You are where you are because Jesus changed your life. I'm what I am because of what Jesus. When I stop looking at Jesus, I begin to sink. So our success is only when we keep looking at Jesus. So do not allow the blessing that comes with you to take you away from your relationship with Jesus. I see it a lot in where I come from. God blesses people and then they forget where God took them from. And then you start seeing people's ministries sinking. Please keep focusing on Jesus. Reach out when you're scared. Amen? Reach out when you're scared. So when he was sinking, he started crying, Jesus, help me. The good thing we have with Jesus, I'm reading the book of Hebrews. He said, we do not have a master who does not have feelings. He says he was tempted like we are. He went through all the, whatever we go through, he has ever gone. So when Peter was sinking, he realized, I'm actually taking my eyes away from Jesus, help me. Now, friends, I don't know where you are today. You may be going through some situation and you are finding yourself sinking. I want you to know this. When you call upon Jesus, he will hear you. He will hear your voice. He will answer you. He will come to your aid. Call upon Jesus. When you're scared, cry out. He will reach out and he will get hold of you. Now, friends, this time, he did not just look at Jesus. He held his hand. And Jesus said, why were you afraid? And Jesus walked with him until they reached the boat. May we never forget that when we hold on to Jesus, there's no telling how far God can take us. I'm a witness of what God can do. He's a faithful God. So friends, as we finish today, I know some of you may be drowning. You're going through things, you tried and tried and things are not working out. Please, he is there for you. Just rise up and hold on to him. But also some of you may be in that boat. Procrastination, fear to step out. You're just seeing people are going out and you don't want to step out. So whatever place you are in, he is here for you. Can I pray for us? Father, thank you for the opportunity we have today to step out of that boat. I pray that God, you will lead us, you will encourage us, you will challenge us to take that step of faith. For without you, we can do nothing. God bless you.